Christians are exposed through a Pakistan assassination. The countdown to referendum continues. Sudanese children need your prayers. And it's 100 years plus for a gospel ministry to India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Over 500 million Muslim clerics and scholars have praised the assassination of Pakistani Governor Salman Taseer. All refused to pray at the governor's funeral and condemned anyone who would mourn his loss. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle explains.
They're going to boycott the funeral to show that this was the right thing to do. This was justified because of his desire to have a more moderate stance on blasphemy laws.
Taseer was killed for speaking out against Pakistan's harsh blasphemy laws, which recently resulted in Christian Asha Bibi's death sentence. Thousands have praised Taseer's murder, and now the lives of Bibi and other believers are in danger.
The underground church in this country, it just has to be especially mindful because they are being watched, and Pakistan is an epicenter of fanaticism for Central Asia.
Pray for safety for the church and the continued spread of the gospel. Next, flooding of almost biblical proportions has struck Australia. Matt Gies with our affiliate Vision Radio Network is in a studio in Australia. Matt, I know Queensland has been the hardest hit. How bad is it?
It's approximately the size of France and Germany combined, so around about 400,000 square miles of the state is flooded out of a possible area of 668,000 square miles.
Matt, rivers are reportedly cresting, and entire townships are still on standby downstream for evacuation. Has the church been able to respond?
A lot of the churches who would be helping out are affected themselves, and yet they're out there lending a helping hand in the community. It's the personal relationships that can be the most powerful evangelism tool ever.
Now, I know you have stations in Queensland. What about their status?
That's something we're not quite sure on just at the moment, Greg. Some of our broadcast points, we have no idea whether it's on air or not because the entire town has been evacuated.
That's Matt Gies with our affiliate Vision Radio Network in Australia. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sudan's history of war and devastation will hopefully end with this Sunday's referendum vote, but many war threats have already been eliminated as hearts have responded to the gospel. Biblica and its partners have shared 1 million Gospels of Luke in Sudan and have seen thousands of lives changed. They have regular ministry to Sudanese children who have all grown up in a context of trauma. Pray specifically today for the children of Sudan as the vote draws near. Meanwhile, Bibles for the World just marked a century of the gospel in India. The ministry team, headed up by Roe and Moe Padidi, asked the question for 2011, why not send more Bibles than ever before? Moe says,
we are launching the printing of 500,000 copies of the Gospel of John in Hindi to be distributed to homes in Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, and in Bihar to print and deliver its copy. Costs only 25 cents.
They've already done a test run with 100,000 New Testaments in Bihar, where Hindus are the majority. Haryana is an entirely different story.
In Haryana, we are working with a church, and they are asking us for 1 million Gospel of John, and they would like to distribute it door to door themselves in order to follow up with a church planting program.
Although it costs a quarter to send scripture, the love of Christ delivers a priceless gift. We've got the details. And Christian Resources International sealed a large shipping container yesterday with tape, prayer, and lots of hope. The Great Crate container is bound for a partner in India, full of gently used Bibles, Christian books, Sunday school materials, and tracts. With these, the ministry team has the potential to reach hundreds of thousands with the hope of Christ. They're hoping to send more Great Crates in 2011, but it costs almost $11,000 to ship them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. World Serve is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories in Scripture, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Request your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.